Cancer death rates are down nationwide, but on the island of Nantucket, they've really plummeted. New national statistics put Nantucket in the top 10 counties that have cut their cancer mortality the most. As part of our week-long series called This Moment in Cancer, WBUR's Carrie Goldberg looked at what Nantucket may be doing right, and she joins us now. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Bob.
So first of all, tell us about the numbers.
Okay, so the big picture is 600,000 Americans a year are still dying of cancer. But the better news is over the last roughly 25 years, cancer mortality rates have dropped by at least 20% nationwide. And here in Massachusetts, it's even better. Mortality rates are down by about 24%.
And as an explainer, by mortality rates, you're talking about how many deaths per 100,000 people.
Exactly. And, you know, parts of the country are not looking so good, especially parts of the South where there's more smoking and obesity. Cancer death rates are still really high there. But other parts have seen really impressive improvements.
Such as Nantucket.
Exactly. The windswept island of Nantucket. Now, we've got statewide death rates that are down 24%, but Nantucket's are down 42%, which is one of the most impressive drops in the country, according to a new paper at Just Out last week in the journal JAMA.
42%. Explain it. What do we know?
Well, the lead number cruncher on this new study, his name is Ali Mokhtad, professor at the University of Washington. He says there are several factors involved in cancer death rates. So, for example, more education can bring them down, more access to health care can bring them down, better treatments delivered sooner. But what's most important is what's called preventable risk factors, like smoking, alcohol, obesity, and physical inactivity, Mokhtad says.
Preventable risk factors account for more than 50% of our premature mortality. So they are the biggest one.
So are they saying the entire population of Nantucket quit smoking, stopped drinking, lost weight, hit the gym?
So I think we'd have heard about that if they did. Roberto Santamaria, the director of public health for the town of Nantucket, says the island did start pushing back against smoking relatively early, so that could be reflected in the cancer drop. But he says the real key to these numbers is that Nantucket is a small place. You know, the year-round population, which is what this study looked at, is only about 10,000. And back in 1980, it was half that. So he says the first thing to keep in mind is that this dramatic drop in Nantucket cancer death rates is probably, at least in part, an artifact of statistics. Because when you have really few people and you get, say, a case of a rare cancer, and you have to project that case and multiply it to get the rate for 100,000 people, it can make little random blips loom too large. And then as the population grows, the rates become a more accurate reflection.
I imagine that growth in the Nantucket population also affected the other factors like access to medical care.
Definitely. A growing population was able to support more health care facilities. Here's what Roberto Santamaria says.
As the community got a little bit bigger and the hospital got a little bit better at providing services and more people started coming here, more prevention strategies started happening. We have more access to doctors now than we did 30 years ago. So we're catching cancers earlier.
He says Nantucket has basically doubled the doctors it has over the last 15 years or so, though they still have a shortage. And about 4 years ago, Dr. Richard Penson dramatically ramped up a program to bring Massachusetts General Hospital cancer specialist services to Nantucket Cottage Hospital. And like Santa Maria, he's cautious about these striking new numbers on the drop in cancer deaths, but he too sees big gains from more preventive and prompt care, including surgery. Here's Penson.
The big changes are the people getting to the right people and getting the right surgical interventions. That curative strategies for earlier cancers are probably the most important thing. And preventive strategies against obesity, diet, you know, and the big, big ones, you know, sexual practices and pap smears and smoking and lung cancer.
So they're saying that prevention plus early detection plus easier access to care is the recipe?
And one more thing, Bob. Roberto Santamaria says it really makes a difference that Nantucket is still a pretty small, tight-knit community where people keep an eye on each other, because that could mean they help each other catch cancer earlier.
You're running into your primary care officers at the grocery store here. So you get situations where you're telling people, hey, this is what I feel, and it's just, come to my office, let's take a look.
So that might be the secret ingredient in this Nantucket recipe to cut cancer deaths, Bob. Just community.
Know your neighbor.
Yep. And tell them to get a colonoscopy.
Carrie Goldberg, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.